Morning, Boker Tov. Today's daf is Ksuvas daf Lamed Vav. Ksuvas Lamed Vav. We left off at the two dots, Lamed Hey Amid Beis, about six lines off at the bottom of the page. We're continuing in our conversations of who is and who is not entitled to Knas. We'll actually have later on Lamed Beis the Mishnah. Our first Mishnah discussed all the women that do get Knas. We're going to have a Mishnah which gets into further who does not get Knas. But first of all, we have a Brice, a Tanarban. Arayis Ushnias. Ushnias Larayis. Arayas and Shnias Larayas. So we know typically we say Arayas, of course, are any one of the Nashim that are Usser on a pain of Karas. Those are the Arayas. Shnias Larayas typically are taished as the Rabbinic Isurim, women that are only Usser on a Rabbinic level. Halacha is in them Kras. This price holds, they have no Kras, which right away is seemingly at odds with the simple reading of our Mishnah. Our Mishnah quoted a whole list at the end of Arayas that there is a Kras. There, Achaisa, Achaisa, Achasima, and so on and so forth. We had a whole list, all the Chayvei Krisis that were not Chayvei Mises Bezdin, that'll be today's Mishnah, but all the Chayvei Krisis that are not Chayvei Mises Bezdin, we quoted in our Mishnah, are entitled Kras. Over here we have a Brisa saying, Arayas and Shnias, even Shnias Arayas, ain't them a Kras. But the Mar's going to elaborate in a minute what Shnias Arayas mean. Shnias Arayas are Rabbinic Arayas. Why would they not have Kras? On a Deraisa level, they're not an Erva. They should certainly be entitled Kras. That's going to be the Mar's question. Okay, in them a Kras, Vle Pitei. They're not entitled to Kras or to Pitei. Now, that's a funny lesson. No, Kras or Pitei. So the simple understanding is Kras refers to Ma'anis. If they were nenas, if they were violated physically against their will, they don't get knas. Nor if they're mafuta, if they were persuaded, they don't get the knas. The question is, Taisus already asked, why are we using an inconsistent lashon? We should say ein lam knas of einus shall einus v'lei shall pitei. They don't get the knas of einus or pitei. Or say ein lam einus or pitei. They don't have the din of einus or pitei. What's ein lam knas or pitei? This is a question that the rishonim are a little bothered by. Some actually, I think some of them have a girsa ein lam knas. You stick in the word anus. But Pashas Argus doesn't have it. How we go to explain the Lashon Knas over here is representing anus. Taisus answers that the Lach is that by Mefata, if the perpetrator marries the girl, he's exempt from Knas. Mefata again is one who persuades the young girl to have relations. He persuaded her, he didn't physically force her, he persuaded her. So he still have to pay Knas. But if he marries her, which is the mitzvah to marry her, if he marries her, then he need not pay knas. He didn't physically assault her, and against her will, he persuaded her, he now marries her, he's exempt from knas. Einus, when someone's ma'anas young girl, even if he is mekayim the mitzvah of Leis Elisha, even if he marries her, he's still obligated to pay knas. So Tay says, that's why we're stressing, we're calling the einus knas, whereas the pita not called knas, because the einus pays knas even when he's mekayim leis elisha. That is Taisus' explanation of keeping the girsa the way we have it. In la knas again refers to not the knas of einus. Filei pita means the knas of pita, but we call einus knas because the knas is always there. Shidim Gemara says answer a little bit differently. Shidim Gemara says that by ma'anus, all you have is a physical act. It's a terrible physical act, but a physical act of violating her against her will. By mefata, you have two things. There's the physical act, not against her will, because he persuaded her, but there's still the physical act of the bia. Plus, there's also the pitoi, that's the persuasion. We wanted to stress that the mefata has the element, which actually makes it more lighter, a little bit the fact that he persuaded her and it wasn't against her will, but has the element of persuading her. Therefore, we speak out pitoi, we elaborate pitoi, whereas by kras, all you have is the physical atrocity that the guy did. So by einus, I should say, so by einus, we can just refer to as kras, whereas pitoi, we want to elaborate the element of persuasion of Deber that took place in his persuading here. Okay, again, two different answers, but the bottom line is they're all learning the Taisus the same, that we're saying that the Arayas and the Shnius Arayas are not entitled to the Knas of Einus, nor the Knas of Pitoi. Next, this is right to the Brisa. Hamamenes, a girl that doesn't mean, we know, of course, a young girl is married off by her mother slash brothers, or, right, because the father's not in the picture for some reason, either he's dead, as the Pashas, or she was once married already, and then got divorced, b'chayav, if she's called Yisayim b'chayav, if she gets married again, that's a marriage d'rabbanan. In any case, marriage d'rabbanan, she can opt out of the marriage. She's able to opt out before she becomes, the marriage gets cemented as a g'dayla, she's able to opt out of the marriage. So Mamedes, a girl that opts out of a marriage, ain't the knas like pitoi, she's not entitled to knas or pitoi going forward, because the assumption again is that she's no longer a basula, she's not entitled to knas or pitoi. Says the Brisa further, Islandess as well. An islandess in the Knas of Pitei. Now, why would an islandess not be entitled to Knas or Pitei? Islandess can't have children, okay, but she still can be a Bzula. Why can't she have Knas or Pitei? So that fits very well. If you remember, when a Machlekes, right in the beginning of this parak, when a Machlekes, by Ilanairis, they have Knas. So the Mara says that our Mishnah is Meduyik like Remeir, because it says Nairis have Knas, Naira in, Ktana do not get Knas. Chumhold, Sai Ktana, Sai Naira are entitled to Knas. Remeir says no, only Naira gets Knas, 12 and a half. Katana, for some reason, is not entitled to Knas. an islandess never hits the stage of nairus. An islandess, part of the mitzias of islandess is she doesn't develop simani godless. So she just reaches a stage where she's old enough where we say she must be a gedela, and she still doesn't have simani nairus. She still doesn't have simani godless, but she's a gedela. She's an islandess. So she goes straight from katnas, being a tana, to being a begeris or a gedela. She's never a naira, and therefore she really wouldn't be knas according to her mayor. So this line of the braisa seemingly goes like her mayor. So islandess, in la knas, no pitui, vayetze b'shem shem ra. A woman that gets divorced because Shemra, meaning normally Mitzvah Shemra is he brings a bad name about her, and it wasn't true. The father says, you're saying there's no Basulim? Here's the cloth, here's the Basulim. She was a Basula. The guy has to pay a significant fine, and he's got to keep her as a wife, all that. But Yates of Shemra means the guy makes the claim, and they couldn't produce a cloth to say she was innocent, meaning he has a legitimate claim that she strayed, and therefore he's divorcing her. Alecha is such a woman, Yates of Shemra, she's not entitled to, in Lele Kras for Pite, she's not entitled to Kras or Pite. The Marzan asks, if she's going with Shem Ra and she can't defend herself, L'chaira, she's suffic that she's Chayv Skila. She was Mizana Tachtav, she's Chayv Skila. Of course there's no Kras and no Peter. The Marzan asks what exactly that line of the Braisa means. Okay. It says Gemara. That's the end of the Braisa. My Arias and my Shinis the Braisa. What does it mean Arias and Shinis the Braisa? We're saying both Arias and Shinis the Braisa, according to this Braisa, are not entitled to Kras. Ilim Arias, if you say Arias, means top of Lamavav Menalev. Arias Mamish, it means literally Arias. Shnius means mitzvah seferim. Shnius means the way we normally teach shnius, which are arayas mitzvah means mitzvah seferim. Interesting. Jump into Rashi. Rashi explains shnius shigazru chacham al shnius lehem leharchik min aveir. The chamo geizer secondary levels to the arayas themselves that they should also be aser mitzvah banan in order to be far from Avera. What's Rashi's examples? Going Ein Imai Be'Maviv, his grandmother, either from his mother's side, his father's side, his grandmother, Vishar Arayas, Ashias, all the other Arayas, there are a list we had not so long ago in Yevamis, and Daf Chafal, Yevamis. Okay. Now, what's interesting, the first point out, Rashi's examples of Shnias, the two examples Rashi picked, are really terrible examples of Akamara. We're discussing whether they're entitled to Knas, rather than entitled to Knas, of Pita, of Einis. Rashi's examples are a grandmother. A grandmother is for sure not a basula. In order to have knas, we're talking about a woman, a young girl that was a basula, and she was violated, right? Either persuaded for relations or physically forced, but she was violated, and there's an entitlement to her knas. A grandmother is certainly not a basula. She already has children who already have children. First of all, she's for sure not 12 years old either, but she's certainly not a basula. So it's a little bit funny that Rashi's picking the case, even the Gemara's Havamina, that Shnias means, Gemara say now, what does Shnias mean? Shnias means the regular din of Shnias Larayas, these secondary erevs that only us in Midrabanan. And Rashi's case is, grandmother was certainly not fit our build, so fit our scenario. So the Rishash already points out, Rashi is just referencing what an example of Shnias. Shnias are secondary Arayas. A mother is Aser, is Karas, regular erev Matera. The grandmother is Isser Darbanan. It's not an Isser Torah, actually, ironically enough. It's Isser Darbanan. He's just giving an example of Shnias. He's not giving an example of Shnias that would even be a Havamina to fit our case, that the exact case that Rashi brings is Lav Davka. That's the Rishash's explanation. It's just an example. Okay, says the Gemara. So you tell me Arayas means real Arayas, and Shnias, you're assuming, means Shnias Darbanan. Am I in the Knas? So why wouldn't they get Knas? I skipped four more words. Kibim midiraisa chazle. Since midiraisa, these girls, these women, are fit to get married to this person. It was only a rabbinic iser. Amaylam kenas. Why would the din drabbanan, the din of erev midrabbanan, take away the talmud to kenas? Doesn't make sense. El arayis. El, what does it mean? Arayis means chayim mises bezdin. Arayis means arayis that are chayim mises bezdin, which is the mishnah coming up today. Arayis are cases where bezdin meets out of chayim misa, and there'll be over there, understandably, no kenas for sure. Shnias means chayv krisus. Shnias means chayv krisus, where there's no mises bezdin, but there's a chayv krisus, and we're saying that over there, this taka not going to be knas, which is the price that will come out not like a mishnah. But okay, ava chayv lav imeshav knas, but chayv lav according to this would have knas. Umani, who's going to be the author of the brisa, was saying chayv krisus don't get knas, chayv mises bezdin don't get knas, but chayv lavim would be entitled to knas. Who would that fit like? Umani Shimra Tamani. That was Philip Shimra Tamani. Why? Shimra Tamani held, if you remember, when we put it on Mishnah, we brought a few sheets to argue on Mishnah, but we brought Shimra Tamani, and we brought Shimon Asya, they argued on Mishnah, so they had a machlekes. Shimra Tamani held that any Isha that marriages Chal, she's entitled to Knas. Any woman with which marriage would be Chal, even if there's an Isser, a Lav, there's entitlement to knas. And that's this case over here. Chayv lavim. Marriage is chal, but the evidence chayv lavim. Not supposed to, but if you do get married, marriage takes effect. So therefore, entitlement to knas. According to Shimon, according to Shimon Manasseh, we said over there, we said a couple of ago, that any woman they're not fit to stay married to, there will be no entitlement of knas. In this case, chayv lavim, you're not fit to stay married either. Still, even if you get married, a marriage is chal, still have to get divorced, and therefore wouldn't be fit for, according to him, wouldn't be fit for knas. So this brayso, the way we're explaining it, fits like shimon tamani. Ikidar misa, I'm saying, another pshat of the brayso. Arayis means chayv misas bezdin, chayv krisas. Arayis means chayv misas bezdin, and chayv krisas. So include an arayis. What are shnias? Shnias are chayv lavim. Shnias are chayv lavim, and we're saying that in all those cases, you're not entitled to knas. Why chayv lavim not entitled to knas? I marriage is chal. Teretz is like we just said. Says the Gemara, Mani, who would be the author according to this? Shimon ben Manasseh, the author of Shimon ben Manasseh, says that any marriage that you can't stay married, also, any woman that you can't stay married to, there wouldn't be no entitlement to knas for violating such a woman. Tais discusses that why we only saying these options, there could be more options in the Braisa. For example, Rabbi Kiva Shita is the Chayve Lavim have a din like Chayve Karas in that child born from there is a mamzer, marriage is not chal. So why don't you say it's called like Rabbi Kiva and Arayis means Lavim and it goes like Rabbi Kiva? Why are you saying Arayis? I'm sorry. Why are you saying Shnias means Lavim and it goes like Shimon ben Manasseh? Say Shnias means Lavim, same thing, but it goes like Rabbi Kiva and Chayv Lavim Tushas is not chal. The Chartes brings that we could have and there are other Tanaim we could have plugged in. We plugged in based on the ones that we had a couple of months ago, but we could have plugged in other Tanaim as well. Chartes goes through other options, other possibilities also. Fine. We send the Braisa. Have a menace in the Knas or Pitoy. We send the Braisa that the menace is not entitled to Knas or Pitoy. A young girl who's able to be Mamayan out of the marriage, she has no right to Knas or Pitoy. Haktana Ba'alma Isle. Make a diak. Who typically forms Mian? A Ketana. A girl before she cements her marriage as a Gdela into the rest of the marriage, she's able to opt out. That's a Ketana. So we're saying Mamenes, she's not entitled to Knas or Pitoy, sounds like because she was once married, we assume she's not a Basula, and therefore she's not entitled to the Knas. Sounds like a regular Ketana would be entitled to Knas. Simple diak. Haktana Balma is like Ketana Balma would be entitled to Knas. Mani, who's the author of this Braisa? Rabbanani. That fits like the Rabbanan, who says, Ami Ketana Yesha Knas, whoever the opinion, that Ketana gets Knas, like a Naira, like we pointed out before. Rabbanan Shita is any girl from 3 years old till Bagras, through the age of 12 and a half, that gets violated, is entitled to Knas. That's the Chamshita. Ama Seifa, let's go to the Seifa. Islandus, we pointed this out, we read the Seifa already. Islandus, we say, Ain la Knas for Pitoy. Islandus not entitled to Knas or Pitoy. Us are mayor. Why would an Islandus not get Knas or Pitoy? Why would an Islandus not be entitled to the din of Ma'anis or din of Mefuta? Because, L'chari, she's regular Psula. L'chari, the reason is because you're assuming she goes straight from Katnas. She goes straight from Katnas to Begeris. She never has a stage of Nairis because she never develops those Simanim. So, who's the opinion that says a Ketana is not entitled to Knas? It's her mayor. Also a mayor, Dama Ketana in the Knas, that fits like a mayor. The reason why Anna says a Knas, because it's called like a mayor, says that a Ketana doesn't get Knas. Vama Katnusi, that's the Bagar. And this girl, this Islandess, she goes straight from Katnas to Bagaris, never passing through a stage of Nairus. So, what comes out is, Reish Rabbanon, the Sefer Mayor. The first line of the Braisa, which says, the earlier part of the Braisa says, my menace is not entitled to Knas, which is Mashba, a normal Ketana is entitled to Knas, that's the Rabbanon. And the din of Islandus, which seems to say that an Islandus doesn't get Knas because she's never a Ketana, she's always a Ketana, never was an Ira, that goes like a mayor. Is it Reish Rabbanon, say for a mayor? We never like to establish a Braisa that way. It says in Marv Chitim, what are you going to say? Klur Meiri. Let us say the entire Braisa is a mayor. Umamenes Sava Kabuda. Let us suggest that the entire Braisa goes like a mayor. And by Mamenes, he holds like Rabbi Huda. Which Shita is Rabbi Huda? Rabbi Huda's Shita is that a girl can be Mamayan even when she is a even after she's a gedela. A woman can continue, she can be mine, even when she's a gedela. Says Gemara. Gemara's going to explain, Rabbi Yehuda Shita actually black and white. But in that explanation, Gemara's going to point out that Rabbi Meir clearly disputes Rabbi Yehuda. Why? When we serve Allah, does Rabbi Meir agree to Rabbi Yehuda for a time you've learned to the Braisa? Ad Masei Abbas Bamenes, till when could the Bas be mine? Till when could a girl opt out of her marriage, out of this rabbinic marriage? Ad She Tavi Shtei Sairus, until she brings two Sairus. That is the Tanakhama. To Rabbi Meir, that's Rabbi Meir's Shita. Rabbi Meir says clearly, till she brings two Sairus. Says tomorrow, Rabbi Yehuda Emer, Ad She Yibashar Chalava, no. Even after she brings two Sairus, she can opt out until the black is more than the white. I mean, even when she has hairs, apparently the initial hairs are a little lighter, and then they have darker hairs, so until the black hairs overpower the lighter hairs, till then, she could still back out. So she's already passed the stage of two Osiris. She already passed the stage of Godless. She could back out. So you want to suggest that maybe, like I mean, Mian, Rabbi Meir agrees to Rabbi Yehuda, that Mian can be done even as a Gedela, and therefore the the inference that she can't do a menace cannot is not a tata knas, but another girl like that age would be tata knas. And referring to ketana, no, maybe referring to gedola, referring to a girl who already has shtei saris, she just doesn't have yir b'shachar alavan. But that can't be because that's Rabbi Yehuda shita. But Rabbi Meir clearly argues the Tanakam was Rabbi Meir there. And what did Rabbi Meir say? Rabbi Meir said ad shetavi shtei saris till she comes to gedola. So menace means by definition while she's still a ketana according to Rabbi Meir. Ella, Rabbi Yehuda, by the way, just a side point, Tosfos discussed, Rosh Hashanah discussed this, this shir about sheyir b'shachar alavim, until the darker hairs outnumber the lighter hairs. Is that a new stage? We have Nairis, we have Katanis, we have Begeris, and then we have this new stage of sheyir b'shachar alavim. Clearly, it clearly is a new stage, but does it have other ramifications besides for this din of Mian? Do we find this stage being used anywhere else besides for Lagabe Rabbi Yehuda saying that she can be Mamayan, she's able to be Mamayan until that stage of being that old, of being a Gedela to that age of Yehuda Shach Lavan? Is it applicable anywhere else, or is it specifically a stage that's applicable over here as a discussion in the Rishonim to try to find where else we use the stage? Okay. Ella Beauty, Ella Ma, Ella
Beauty. By the way, Yoni, at Shiyava Shach, I think it's more upshot that there's enough Cyrus that there's no more skin shown.
Oh, sorry. Okay, yeah. Thank you, Shkayev. Yes. So the Gemara Nida is, you're absolutely correct. It's Gemara Nida. The Gemara Nida explains, like Liza was saying, that the Lovin is not white hairs, like I said, my mistake. It's white skin. But as Shiyav Hashachar means, it covers over the white skin. Shkayev. Fine. So says the Gemara. Umi, Savla Ella Rabbi Yehuda. Let us suggest the Bryce is Rabbi Yehuda. Uvuktana Savla Karmei. Let's go the other way. Let's say the Bryce is Rabbi Yehuda, who says the Taka, you can, even a Naira can do Mian. And by Ketana, the guy with the din of Ketana, so he's the author of the Brisa. So when it says about the case of Mamenes, it's referring already to a Naira. Mamenes, meaning she could be Mayan, but if she wouldn't be Mayan, she would be entitled to Knas. What are we talking about? She's already a Naira, not a Ketana. And by Eilness, he agrees to Rabbi Akiva. The guy with the din of Eilness, because he agrees to Rabbi Akiva. The guy, I should say, it's better that Ketana is not entitled to. A Ketana is not entitled to Knas. Says the word, but it's not true. Umi Savala, does Rabbi Yehuda agree to Rabbi Meir? From Rabbi Demarav, Zud Devei Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Demarav says that our Mishnah that says, the Mishnah that was clearly of the opinion that a Tana is not entitled to Knas is the Sheet of Rabbi Meir. But the Chum argue that Nisa, but if you hold Rabbi Yehuda agrees to Rabbi Meir, what should the Lashon be? Zud Devei Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda Mabayali. We should say these words are Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. If Rabbi Yehuda agrees to Rabbi Meir, that Tana is not entitled to Knas, so we should have stressed not Zud Devei Rabbi Meir, Zud Devei Rabbi Yehuda. Now the first one again point out, every time you have a Tana that holds something, and we say Zud Devei so and so, you have to quote every other Tana that agrees, and the answer is Avadanat. Avadanat, you can have a Tana who's famous for a Shita, other Tana agree, and we don't quote every other Tana that agrees. But Rabbi Huda and Rabbi Meir were stam the bar pelotas of each other. Rabbi Huda and Meir always argued. So when we say Zud Devei Meir, but the Chum argue, the first assumption of who's Reisha Verubo, the Chum that argue on Meir, Rabbi Huda, throughout Shas, Rabbi Huda is the primary target of the bar plukta of Rabbi Meir. So if in this case Rabbi Yehuda agrees to Rabbi Meir, it should have said Zud Devei Rabbi Yehuda for Rabbi Meir. Then on Rabbi Yehuda, it's a pass of such a question. Says the Gemara, so you can make the whole price like Rabbi Yehuda. That can't be. Hai Tana, Savlik Rabbi Meir B'chada, Upag B'chada. So the Gemara answers as you're right. It's a new Tana, it's a separate Tana, and it's a Tana who agrees to Rabbi Meir. It's not Rabbi Yehuda, it's not Rabbi Meir themselves. It's a Tana who agrees to Rabbi Meir, Legabe, the din of Tana not having Knas, but disagrees with the mayor, the Gabi, how old you could do Mian. Haitana Savaka Mayor Bakhada, Upalik Alea Bakhadi. Agrees to a mayor one din, and he disagrees with the mayor another din. That's the time of the mission. We don't have a specific name, but that's what the time is. That's answer number one. Rafram answer number two. Maima Menes. When it says the Mishmah Menes, we read it wrong. Mamenes never meant Mamenes, didn't mean a girl who actually did Mian. Mamenes means a Ketana, means a Rilamayan. So we're saying a Mamenes, which is someone who's Rilamayan, is someone who's fit to do Mian, is not entitled to Knas. And what are we trying to say? A Ketana is not fit for Knas. Who does that girl like? Beautiful. That's exactly her mayor, which is the same thing by Eilness. Eilness doesn't get Knas because a Ketana doesn't get Knas. So the whole Mishnah, the whole Braisa, I should say, is her mayor. And the word Mamenes really means Ketana. My Mamenes again means my Mamenes, really mine. Again, just to be clear, till now we teach Mamenes doesn't get Knas, is not entitled to Knas because she was married rabbinically. We made a dig, but another girl like her, same age, a Ketana, would be entitled to Knas, which is exactly not like her mayor. Now we're saying Mamenes means Ketana. It represents Ketana. It's a way of saying Ketana. Ask the Gemara, then just say Ketana. Why speak in riddles? If you listen to Ketana, why don't you say Ketana? Says Mar Kasha, Taka Shver, a little bit Shver. And again, Kasha, we've pointed out many times, is not Tiyufta. Tiyufta means we've slugged up that answer. We're not slugging it up. It's a Kasha. The Rishonim actually bothered. Tosfos already says that There could be a simple answer why it says about menas. Maybe we wanted to teach you a separate din. We wanted to teach you, says the Tesis, Avagad have a Tani Kitana, Dain Laknas, Makomakam Tani Nami Island is no sorry. That's not the right Tesis. There's a, where's the Tesis? I forget where I saw it, but the first point out that maybe it's teaching us two separate dinim. It's teaching us, it is the Tesis, sorry. Vitame Lari, right during that Tesis. Tesis is listening to Kitana Kasha. Right here in the Tesis, Vitame Lari, the fourth line of Tesis. Amayla Mishani, Agav Orch Kamashbon, the Admasay Abbas Mamenes, Achatovi Shay Saras. It's mixing two dinim. You ask me, why did it say Lashem Mamenes? Say Katana, Hagufa. It's telling me that Katana and Mamenes are the same thing. Mamenes is not like Rabbi Yudashita, they can be in Mayan, Achi Yibra, Hashacha Alavan, until the black hairs overpower the area. Rather, you could be me and only till Shtei Saris, only till Godless, which is a fancy way of just explaining that the shear of Mamenes is Ketana. But that's why we said it. You asked, why would you say Mamenes? Just say Ketana. Because we're teaching you Milsa Gavurcha, another din, about the age of Mamenes. Taisis leaves as a Kasha. But that Taisis Kasha could be a good reason, perhaps, why the Gemara leaves it only as a Kasha, not a Tiyufta, because there's other reasons. I mean, Taisis obviously is not learning. Taisis asks as a Kasha. We're saying that Taisis Kasha could be a nice pshat, why it's just a Kasha, but it's not a Tiyufta, because there could be other reasons why we said a Lashon of Mamenes. Okay. Islandus ain't like Knas like Pito. We said in the Brisa, an islandus is not taught to Knas like Pito. Fine. That was the din which we said goes like a mayor about islandus, because islandus goes straight from Katnas to Godless, and therefore there's no Knas, no Pito. Fine. Vermini. But the Myrna is going to steer from a different Brisa. Hachareshes is Vashaita, the islandus, Yeshlam Knas, Vashlam Tanis Basulim. A Hachareshes that's deaf mute in this context. It means deaf mute was considered not a Bardas. Shaita, a Shaita, someone who's crazy. For islanders and islanders, yesh them knas. They have a tie. They have a right to knas. The yesh tanis pesulim. And on the flip side, the husband can have a claim of them not being a pesula. But we see clearly the islanders has knas tira to our brisa. Says come on my rumia. What on earth is the question? We made it very clear. We even just caused it a minute ago. When we said islanders doesn't have a knas because we're going like Rameir. Rameir says you go katana doesn't have a knas. Islanders everyone agrees it's going that's metzias goes straight from katanas to bagras and therefore it never had a seish in Iris. There was no knas. So very simple. The price we quoted earlier today, islanders doesn't have knas, is Rameir. And this most recent price of Ramina, we just quoted a second ago, the islanders has knas. Could go like Rabbi Yehuda says my rumia. Rabbanan. Harameir, harabanan. The brisa that says there's no knas by Elanis is going up a mayor. The brisa says yes, knas, they're going up a banan. They're abundant of the opinion, we quoted earlier today, of course, that they're abundant saying that there is knas for a katana. Simple answer. What on earth was the havmina? Says, makarla makarla. What was even your havmina? So meaning, let me be more clear. Bahamai rumi, the merchant says, what's your question? The answer is, mayor, there's a mayor, there's a button. And then the merchant doubles down and says, not only what's your question, what was your havmina? The answer to your question. Isn't there, it's obvious, it's been clear in our whole umid already, our whole daf today, that Rameir are going to argue on this prat. Answers Gemara, Mishadisli, the Mirma Achrisiel of Aluye. You're right, the Talmud who asked the Stira wasn't coming to ask the Stira of Islandus. That wasn't his point. He really brought the Brisa up because there's another Stira in the Brisa. What's the Stira? HaChareshes v'Sheita v'Begeres v'Mukaz Eitz. The Chareshes, Sheita, and Begeres v'Mukaz Eitz. This is a separate Brisa. This is really a third Brisa. And the Brisa says that a Chareshes, a deaf mute, a Sheita, a Begeres, she's already over 12 and a half, she's or Mukaz Eitz. Ain't no tanis pesulim. They have no tanis pesulim. Has suma vayelness yesh no tanis pesulim. Whereas a suma and an islandess yesh lam tanis pesulim. They do have a tanis pesulim. Tanis pesulim means the husband could say, "Where's your pesulim?" There's a right. There's an assumption that she's supposed to be a pesula, and therefore there's a tain against having pesulim. So we're saying charesh shaita begeres mukazets are not presumed to have pesulim, and therefore there's no taina. Whereas islandess and suma, they're presumed to be pesulim, and there is therefore a taina. So chasem shir meir suma and the tanis pesulim. The suma does not have a tanis pesulim. But what do you see? You see that on this brisa, the chareshes and the Shaita are considered, there's no Tanis Pesulim, you can't have Tanis Pesulim on them, they're not expected to be a Pesula, and therefore you can't take away their Ksuva. Fine. And what did we say earlier? We had said earlier, HaChareshes V'Shaita V'Islandus, Yeshlam Knas, V'Yeshlam Tanis Pesulim. They're entitled to Knas because they're expected to be a Pesula, and there is Tanis Pesulim. If they're not found to be a Pesula, you could take away their Ksuva. So in the Brisa we quoted just a couple minutes ago, we said HaChareshes and a Sheita, there is Tanis Pesulim against them, and this most recent Brisa, this third Brisa, we're quoting, we're saying that HaChareshes and a Sheita, there's no Tanis Pesulim. That is the Stira that this Talmud wanted to get to. So it's interesting. We quoted a Brisa earlier today about Islandus, that an ayinless doesn't get knasbi, says like a mayor. We quote a second bais that an ayinless does get knasbi, yes, the stira, and we said, nah, that's going like the rabbanon, not a question. But we asked what was the havmina, so we're saying the reason why we quoted this second bais is because it really is a stira with a third bais. This second bais says, chareshes and ayinless they should have psulim, and there's a claim of tanis psulim against them to take away the ksuva. And in this most recent bris, so the third bris we're quoting, we're saying chabreshes and a sheita, there is no tanis psulim against them. Amar sheishes a kasher gamil harbishua not shver nice little chazara back from earlier in the masechta, in the first parak we had in the first parak a few mishnayos b'chlekser gamil harbishua whether we believe the woman's claims that she's her dealings were legitimate, that the person she's talking to or being with was kosher, and whether or not it makes her or her child puzzle. So the Mishnah that says that the Chareshes and Sheita are able to retain their ksuva, there's no tanis pesulim against them, that's our Gomel, who's faster to keep the woman with her ksuva. And the Mishnah says that, the Braisa, I should say, it says that they lose the ksuva, the first Braisa, that goes like Rabbi Shua. Ask the Gemara, not so fast. Meshua is one that never believed the woman, and therefore we take away the ksuva. Ask the Gemara, not so fast. Amen. Shamalei Rav Gamliel, hechatukatan tanei, hachat like tanei mishamalei. Rav Gamliel's cases were where she was claiming this guy is a kosher yichas. This guy, I never had beer with this fellow. I was a mukaseit. She's coming with a claim why she's entitled to ksuva. Rav Gamliel says we believe her, and Meshua kept saying lemi piano chayin. We can't trust her, and we're not going to entitle to ksuva. But in this case, the chareshes and the sheita are not tiny anything. Mechatesa that when they're not tiny, even the Rav Gamliel is going to believe them to allow them to keep the ksuva, says the Gemara, in yes, keeping them from Gamil Mehemni, going zu pasach pichalilimu. Since Rav Gamil says, had she tainted, she'd be believed, so therefore, in such a case, we're going to open up the mouth for the Elam. That's the Pasuk. We speak on behalf of the Elam. Elam can't talk. The deaf mute can't talk. But we're going to open the mouth for the mute and talk for them. The Shaita doesn't have das to talk. We're going to talk for them, and therefore they'll be entitled to the Ksuva. So Taka going like Rangamil. That is the Bryce that says she gets Ksuva is Rangamil. And the Bryce says that the Yeshlam Tanis Zulim and she will be denied the Ksuva is like a Bishua. That's the Mar's answer. Now, before we go further, there's a Machlekis Rashi Taisvis, how to learn what the case is. If you jump right into the Bam Taisvis. Taisa starts off saying, what would she say? Her claim would be that from when I became an Arusa, I was Nena. So it's Mamish, what we say back then, it's your loss. I was a full Basula when we did Arison. After Arison, someone violated me. It's totally your loss, Mr. Husband, because you were married to a Basula, you're Oksuva of a Basula, and you're not going to get the Basula because someone else violated me in between, but that she could have tainted it, and therefore, even though she's not saying it, we say it on her behalf. That is how Rashi learns the taina on behalf of the Chareshes. The Kashleri, Tais is bothered, Heikatanin lahachi misafik, lafuki amayna, Tais is bothered. What's going on over here? What's happening is that because she can't taina for herself, we're going to taina her behalf, but we're going to taina on her behalf that maybe this is what she would have said. And because of that, be mighty maman ksuva for the bailam, that's a bechidish to be do taninan, to be lafuki maman, ki midi le taina, she's not saying this, the cheskas gufa is raye, lechera. Her chesed guf is negative, is saying that she's not a basula and she's not entitled to the extra monies. She's not even tining that she was violated in such a way after she already was neras. We're going to tine on her behalf to make her pay mamay. So say so. Avishar shachul fenecha. Avches mamay leisra. There's a nechir. You have a shar shachul fenecha. You have a shar that's checked in front of you, which right, which meaning you have the crime, so to speak, is done. The woman is considered, she right now is in front of us, not a basula, and that was saying not disputable. That's not the point of contention. So why don't we say that the money should stay by the husband? Taisus doesn't answer the question. Just brings that the rehab brings a raya. Maybe re-raya the pirush kunches from the perikamata and ksuvas. There's a later in ksuvas, I should say, later in the msechta in 40 bar from now. There's a raya that Rashi's pshat is correct. But if you scroll down further in Taisus, go down to like the fourth line where it gets really wide. Taisus says ulirinera at the end of the line lefarish hacha. The Eilatanis Basula means Lefisha Becheskas Mukas Eiti. That she's Becheskas Mukas Eitz. These Nashim, and we'll see later the Gemara is going to say such an identical Svar. These Nashim that are Chareshes, that are deaf mute, or Sheita, they're Becheskas that they're Mukas Eitz. The Afagab de Kulanam Echutu Mechatvin, even though all women, it's very common, girls fall down. Why are they Becheskas Mukas Eitz? Because they fall down, and their Basulim get knocked out. And even though all women also, Echutu Mechatvin, Mekamaka Besha Nashim Eishlatanis Basulim, Midlai Kami, Shehain Mukas Eitz. That it's very big chiluk. Many girls take her fall down, and when they fall down, they may not get their besulim. But a normal girl who that happened to, she'll speak up and she'll make that claim. When the husband says, "Where were your besulim?" She said, "Yeah, there was a story a bunch of years ago, and X and Y and Z happened, and the besulim got knocked out. There was not a bia, just a physical mukazeitz just happened." These girls are not going to make that claim because they're not bardas to make such a claim. So therefore, the reason why Charesh and Shaita are entitled to be saying Elam Titus Psulim, you don't have Titus Psulim, says, is because we assume that she probably fell down, knocked out the Psulim at some point while she was growing up, and is not going to be cognizant enough to claim that. Whereas other girls, even though they also probably fell down, they'd be cognizant enough to claim it. The fact that they don't claim it, that's a Reyesa. But these girls, not claiming it, is not a Reyesa. Okay, so different Malach, Rashi's learning, we tied on her behalf, it's just Sarastani Nanasti, that I was violated for when I was Arusa, which is a more specific case, that she was violated in this short time period from when she was Nera till she was Nesua. Taisus learns that the tied on behalf of the Chareshas and the Shaita is that she was a Mukas Eitz, and that's why she's not the Tzufa. Okay, so that's more further. We said a begeris does not have a taina of basulim. Says Marav, begeris nice lalai lavishan. Very simple. We have legabi the dinim of how many nights could you say betayla dam dam basulim and not say it's dam nida. So, but begeris we give her the first night. We give her the whole first night. Pashas means multiple bias on the first night. What do you mean? If a begeris doesn't have taina basulim, then why would she have even the first night? Lachari right away if it's dam, you have to assume it's dam nida. She should have any dam bachlal. The Gemara says no. You're right, says Gemara. If the taina was a begeris, really does have some dam. So this is we're going first. The begeris the way we have it. If the taina was of the husband was that she didn't have any dam, that would talk to be a good taina. That would be a taina. Where is it? No dam. There should be some dam. And like we say in the mission over there, that it's normal for begeris to have some dam. But we're talking about a case where the taina was pesach pasuach. Pesach pasuach is not a taina because it's normal for a begeris to have a pesach that's somewhat open. Taisus brings an opposite gears to top words. Taisus kachars bekunchus for rachgaris exactly opposite. That if the taina was pesach pasuach, then that's taka gataina because it's not normal for the pesach to be fully pasuach. If the taina is taina dami, that's not a taina because it's possible for not to have any dam. Okay, after that, that's going to answer the kasha from the prior mission from Yivamis, but let's leave that for now. Okay, so that's more right here. Sumkas Amir Mishum Reb Meir Suma in the taina pasulim. A suma does not have taina pasulim. My time in the sumkas. Why is suma will not have taina pasulim? So this is exactly what we just quoted from Taisus in the bottom of Malach Gabi Chareshes. Because she falls on the ground, she's normal for her to fall on the ground and strikes herself and loses her pasulim. All girls fall on the ground and knocks out their pasulim. So why is dafka suma? All normal girls see that they're bleeding, they show their mother, and now it's known in the family that she's ruptured the basulas, so they know to make sure to clarify that later on. This blind girl doesn't even notice that she knocked out a basulim. She didn't see that she was bleeding, and therefore she won't even realize that the basulim knocked out, and therefore there's no time for basulim on a summa. We said the mission and the brisa, the first brisa we quoted earlier today, that a girl that sent out Mishum Shemra because the husband said, I didn't find basulim, which means she strayed. So, she's not entitled to Knas Vapita. She's Chayev Skila. What on earth is Bryce telling us? She's not entitled to Knas Vapita. She's Baskila. It doesn't mean shame ra in the marriage. A girl that had a bad reputation, that she was out there. She's not entitled to Knas Vapita. Papa says, whoa, reputation is enough to take away her status of Knas Vapita. If you have a star that there's a rumor about it, a reputation that it's a suspicious star, can't collect with it. The same way you're not letting her get a Knas. Hey, Chidam, the Mar says, 1 second. What's this Rapapa's din of shtar, what's the case? If there's a rumor that went about it, the shtar zaifu, a rumor about the shtar that the shtar was a forgery, the kavasayacha, the nafka Allah called the zanai. And the equivalent over here is that a rumor went out about this girl that she was a zanai, that she's like a zaina. Famarava, is that the case? And he's saying, therefore, she's not taught the kras. Famarava, yatzal Hashem mizana beir, if her reputation went out about her, that she's a mizana, that she's a woman that has relations outside of marriage. Rashi actually in Gittin elaborates that the rumors went out that she's a woman that has relations with Goyim or Avadim, so she kind of passes herself to Vakuna. That's the lesson shame like Zaina, shame Mizana Beir. In Chayshila, we don't listen to rumors. Rumors don't make her usher. Ella, so that can't be the case. It can't be talking about Stam rumors. El dasu be chayv amri. The case must be tavasniu. The case is that two people came and said, she propositioned us. She came and and Besura. She came and propositioned us for relations, so we know she's out there. That must be the case. Okay, therefore she's not allowed to knas. Kavasi achlo. So back over here, in the case of the loan, the case of the shtar, thus may chev army 2 come and say ledu amal zayfli. The cases where two people came and said that they forged for me. The guy said to me, forged for me a shtar. So we see he's the guy that's willing and able to go get forged stars, and therefore we shouldn't trust a star. Gemara says, how could you compare? Bishlam masal shchichaprutzim. Over there, shchichaprutzim. A woman's walking around, making herself available. She's going to find a guy. That's just the nature of the world. A woman's going around, making herself available. She'll find a prutzim, someone that's willing to have relations. Elohacha imhu chazakayso mitzku. Over here, where this guy's looking to find someone to forge a star, just because he's willing to find someone to forge a star, is someone going to go along with it? We're not going to assume just because, yeah, we know this guy's a bad guy. He clearly asked people to forge a star for him. He's not a good guy, but. Are we going to assume that the star that he ultimately produces is a star that was forged? Make days other people agreed to the setup, says the Gemara. Kaisom Hilksiku, Hachanai member says yes. Not that he found someone else to forge. If he's so busy trying to find forgery, we will say that he mastered the art himself and he forged, says Rashi. Who atzmai? Lama lechavin ksav adem lechav yadeedim. Shechazma himself learned to make a proper forgery himself. If he's so busy trying to forge, we have to be suspicious that he himself forged it. Big Chiddush, Ran adds, even if the Eidim come and say, yeah, that is our signature, we have to assume that maybe he forges so well, they say it's our signature. They recognize the signature, but they didn't even sign it themselves. Rambam argues, Rambam says, anytime Eidim come and verify this is our signature, then 100% we believe it was really the signature, and we're never chayish vaziv. In such a case, I know we're a little behind, we'll pause, pick it for the Mishnah tomorrow. We'll catch up together tomorrow morning. Have a wonderful day.